now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to Bartley's Commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. Today, I will talk about the so-called coronavirus, what we are seeing now, a sit-rep, if you will, situation report, and of course, the overreaction by the powers that be, showing once again how globally orchestrated and globally centralized all of this is. When you have so many countries, so many nation states, so many cities, all working on off of a single sheet of music, a single sheet of paper, as it were, it is yet again, not that we ever needed any more proof, but proof yet again of a global government, a world government at work. And it was funny for a few days. I know I passed along quite a few funny posters and funny memes on Facebook about toilet paper and the lack thereof and the panic that the lack of toilet paper has instilled in many people. But again, it strikes at the psychological vulnerability of modern humans. Granted, the majority of people in the world still do not use toilet paper, but those of us in what we consider to be the civilized world, yes, we use toilet paper. So the scarcity, the lack of toilet paper, strikes like a primordial fear within us, a fear that may even have karmic roots from previous incarnations, when there was no plumbing, when the plague was rampant, when we lived in cultures that just did not have very good hygiene. And so when we feel like toilet paper is scarce, it strikes this primordial fear within us. And it was targeted. There's no doubt in my mind that there were deliberate attempts to make toilet paper and other necessities scarce by the simple expedient of taking them off the shelves, toilet paper off the shelves, and then having the corporate media induce fear and panic buying into the viewing audience by making them think there was no more toilet paper, and this produced a run on toilet paper. And we've seen images of people fighting in stores, that viral global video now of people fighting, of women fighting in a Woolworths store, a supermarket in Australia. And we've seen similar issues breaking out all over the place, where people fighting over toilet paper and fighting over other necessities. Artificial scarcity at work once again. And the sheeple, and that's what I'll call them, because they just follow the leader. They accept uncritically everything that comes out of the corporate media, the orchestrated bullfrog's chorus drumbeat, relentless drumbeat of fear, triggering them. And it's interesting when you're around people, at least on a weekday basis, and you listen to them. It's very Matrix-like, it's very Borg-like, the statements and comments that come out of people. And they don't even see the inherent built-in contradictions to these narratives. Like in my part of Australia, people are being told of symptomology that's different than what's being told elsewhere. We were told that a dry hacking cough is a symptom of the coronavirus infection. And yet in my part of Australia, And this could vary from region to region, city to city, who knows? They're not being told about the dry hacking cough. And official sources around the world are saying that it is not airborne, but other sources that are official are saying it's airborne. So you have this built-in confusion, and I've said over and over again that confusion, or the ability to engender confusion, instill confusion in a target populace, is itself a form of psychological warfare. So now they're using psychological warfare to dehumanize us. We're being told to socially distance ourselves from one another. We're being told to not shake hands. In Australia, there's a ban on outdoor gatherings of 500 or more people, and there's a limit, and they're probably going to reduce this limit, lower it, lower the threshold. But now, as far as indoor gatherings are concerned, you can have no more than 100 people inside of any establishment. And all this is utterly, utterly annihilated a number of different industries. The entertainment industry, the theaters, I'm talking about performance theaters, but also the cinemas are getting hammered because with the limit of 100 people in the theaters, and I don't know if that means a single theater where a single movie is being played or the whole complex, we're seeing businesses just being annihilated, and that's part of this. It's designed to bring the world economy to a screeching halt, and it's engendering also a massive redistribution of money and wealth, similar to 2008 when the derivatives unwound and people lost thousands of dollars on their 401ks. We're seeing the same thing here. In Australia, the equivalent to the 401k is called superannuation, or super for short. And I know people personally who've lost thousands of dollars from their superannuation fund. Similar concept to the 401k. And in Australia, you cannot opt out of it. It's if you sign up application papers for a new job, you have to choose a superannuation fund manager, or one will be like a government one will be appointed for you. So you cannot opt out of it. So part of your income will go to your superannuation fund every pay period. And as the case with the 401k, supposedly they use your money to gamble, essentially. Not supposedly, they do, but what they supposedly do is gamble on so-called blue chip stocks, right? Now, what's happened is those blue chip stocks have taken a beating, and people have lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off their superannuation fund. And keep in mind that the whole idea behind the super is to have a retirement fund. And in a little over a week, people have lost thousands of dollars. In many cases, these people have worked for years and years and years to build up this superannuation fund, and at a stroke, thousands of dollars are gone. $50,000 plus, some of the accounts I've heard, and growing. So that's going on. Small, medium businesses are being hammered. Things like outdoor markets, things like just every kind of form of human endeavor, farmers markets, anywhere where there's going to be a large congregation of people is being shut down. And so human interaction, commerce etc. is grinding to a halt. This is a form of economic scorched earth. And with the 401ks being hammered, the superannuation being hammered, that money is going somewhere. It's going back pretty much to the bankers who've created the money in the first place. And there's also some built-in contradictions too. Some people, one of the memes is going round and round, and you hear this a lot from so-called truthers, it's all a hoax. Well, at some point, you have to say, well, what's going on? The preparations for martial law and everything else. So we already are seeing a shelter in place. People have being forced to self-isolate in San Francisco, Las Vegas, the Strip. Las Vegas has been shut down, basically. Bars and casinos have been closed. Going to totally wipe out the finances and livelihoods of thousands of people. And, you know, not only are there contradictions as far as the symptomology is concerned, but in the way that it's being addressed. It's like there are many people that are very, very sick that are not being tested, okay? And I know the prevailing meme amongst a lot of truthers, it's all a hoax, but I do know that, I know for a fact that there are people out there that are getting sick. People that I know personally that are the picture of health, that are never ill, never sick, they've gotten sick. But either they test negative for it, or often as not, they never get tested for coronavirus, which is paradoxical. You have to meet certain types of criteria in order to be tested for the coronavirus. Have you been traveling abroad? Have you been in close contact with someone who's traveled abroad? And then you have the contradictory symptoms that I spoke about earlier, right? Dry hacking cough on the one hand, or a runny nose and fever on the other, right? And it's questionable, highly questionable, whether these tests that are being given to people are actually valid. It's quite possible there are a lot of people that are getting false positives. That's not to say that there is not some kind of bug that's going around. I do believe that there is a biowarfare weapon that's been utilized against the Iranians and before that against the Chinese. The initial spin that went out is that it all originated from a Chinese bioweapons research facility in Wuhan, but it turns out that that's just nonsense. That was created by Zionist propagandists. The truth, which I'll talk about later, which I tend to believe in this instance, what I'm going to share later in this podcast is the truth that the coronavirus was brought to China and it was turned loose. And you look at who else has been hit hard by the coronavirus. Iran, which has been in the crosshairs of the Anglo-Zionists for some time, they get hammered with a particularly lethal strain that's killing people. And then you look at Italy, which was a willing partner with China in the One Belt, One Road initiative, the modern iteration of the Silk Highway. Italy gets hit hard. And according to some reports, it was brought in by a Pakistani migrant who was infected and he worked at a Chinese restaurant, supposedly, and delivered Chinese food. And voila, I mean, at least he was at least one vector, there may have been more. So all of this has contributed to the state we're in now, where we're having the steady drumbeat, the steady, incessant bullfrog's chorus of fear, 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 fear. Now there's talk about an encouragement from New World Order publications like The Atlantic calling for Trump to invoke Article 5 within the NATO alliance, thus bringing the NATO members into the fight against the coronavirus, which in practice will mean bringing foreign troops into America and other NATO partners. And that's what the so-called crazy conspiracy theorists have been talking about all along. The blue helmets, the foreign troops, NATO, United Nations, coming to America on peace enforcement operations. Notice I said peace enforcement, not peacekeeping. So things have gotten really, really crazy. We're seeing things that many of us suspected were going to happen. Now there's open talk about doing away with the money system, making it a digital currency system, and the excuse being that money changing hands, physical money, is a source of contagion. How convenient. And so the World Health Organization and a number of other organizations have called for the banning, the outright ban of money, of pocket money, of physical currency. There was a news agent last week here in Australia, that in Melbourne, that decided to not accept any physical money at their store. They put a sign up that they'll only accept digital currency, paying with cards. So once again, the crazy conspiracy theorists were right. They forecast all of this. So you combine all of that. You have the questionable validity of these tests. You have all these people that are sick but are not being tested. You have people that are supposedly testing positive for coronavirus. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's a false positive. Maybe it's a complete falsehood. But they're being told to self-isolate, to stay at home. Terms like social distancing have cropped up and are being used globally now. We must keep 1.5 meters away from each other and not shake hands and don't hug each other. Everything is meant to dehumanize us. Scarcity of toilet paper, scarcity of rice, scarcity of beans, long lines at the stores, empty bare shelves at the stores, panic buying. It's a huge social experiment, and it's all designed to bring about a total control system. And those years and decades of the manipulation of the supple minds of children into adolescents and teenagers and adults through this comprehensive miseducation system, if you will. Read books like The Cloning of the American Mind by Beverly Eichmann. She also wrote Educating for the New World Order, drawing heavily these mind control methods in the schools from the Frankfurt School, cultural Marxist programming, manipulating the morals of people, of children, so they feel a certain way about things, so they become more submissive and passive and obedient, and they are programmed to not be able to critically think. Everything is reactive, everything is based on feelings, and everything is based on how it makes them feel. And I've been around these millennials, and they're frightening, the smug arrogance of these millennials, and yet they know nothing. They're just so dumb and stupid, but they're arrogant at the same time. I see them as the new Maoists, the new communist youth movement, the new Komsomol communist youth brigades. You bring up subjects which they haven't heard about, and instead of what would have been the normal reaction decades ago of curiosity, I'd like to know more, they get defensive, they get agitated, they get angry, because you've said something that offends them, that is upsetting to them, because everything's got to do with feelings and high emotion and victim identity politics now. And it's no surprise that these millennials are gloating over the fact that this coronavirus, again, we have to take a lot of what the mainstream media says with a grain of salt, but the reports are saying that a lot of the people being afflicted are baby boomers, the baby boomer generation, older people, right? And these millennials have been programmed through education and programmed through the media and through cinema and TV shows to have nothing but disdain and contempt for older people. The old people and parents in these TV shows are routinely depicted as stupid, ineffective, weak, right? A subject and a butt of jokes. So it's no surprise that the millennials are going on social media and gloating over the fact that most of the victims that are succumbing to this virus are older people of the baby boom generation. In fact, either they themselves have come up with this nickname for the virus, the boomer remover, or their cultural Marxist Zionist masters have come up with a term and just seeded it into the discussion and on Twitter and on social media. So, these dispassionate, idiot, smug millennials are happy that people are dying from this. And there comes a point in time, folks, when, if you're going to be saying it's a hoax, it's a hoax, it's a hoax, I understand where you're coming from. But this, the shutdowns, the stock market in free fall, the small, medium-sized businesses being wiped out, the shelter in place, the self-isolation, not being able, allowed to leave your own home. That's not a hoax, folks. That's all happening. So there comes a point in time when you have to deal with the reality that is manifesting around you. And because at some point you just have to realize that whether or not it's a hoax, the point is moot because all this stuff is going on. You got to start thinking, problem solving, going into, operational mode. And if you're going to be of a mind of, if it's all hoax and I'm not going to give into the fear and I'm going to lose situational awareness, well, that's entirely up to you. And I, for one, in the second part of this commentary, I'm going to read from some articles. See, I got to be careful in part one because Talmudic Tube will wind up banning and censoring my video again. They have this penchant, Talmudic Tube, of censoring and banishing my commentaries in particular, right? So I have to save a lot of the juicy stuff for part two that's going to be available on my website. Otherwise, if I start talking about that stuff here in part one, it's just going to be taken down. So the point I'm making is the Chinese, many of the Chinese did succumb to this particularly virulent strain of it. The Iranians, many of the Iranians seem to have come down with a particularly virulent strain of this. There seems to be more than one strain. And again, you have all these contradictions. People that aren't even presenting symptoms are being told to stay home and self-isolate. And again, I talked about how people that are very sick have not been tested because they fail to meet the criteria. There's a lot of weird stuff that's going on. I know people who, like I said, who are the picture of health, and they're getting sick. Okay, so whether it's chemtrail flu or something else is going on, I, for one, am not going to just assume that there is not a real biowarfare agent on the loose. It does seem to be race ethnic specific, and I can say from personal experience that long before this coronavirus stuff was an issue, I used to avoid Asians and Chinese in particular because I know that in the past I have been exposed to bugs from Chinese people and have become very sick. Back in San Diego, I was watching this pickup softball game, and my roommate introduced me to one of his friends. And a Chinese American guy, if you listen to him on the phone, he would sound, perfectly American, although, because I myself am Asian, I can pick up a slight Asian slash Chinese accent. But for all intents and purposes, the guy I was talking to was, a fluent English American speaker. And he and I were talking baseball. And, he was going on with the old canard that former St. Louis Cardinal pitching coach and former Oakland A's pitching coach Dave Duncan. He actually was also before that the pitching coach at the Chicago White Sox. Didn't handle young pitchers very well. I never bought into that, right? But that was a meme that was going around in the old days for a while, and this guy, took it on board. Now, I didn't debate him. I didn't argue with him. I just, because I've heard this argument before, I just let him speak his piece. And then all of a sudden, he starts coughing in my face. Okay, and this is going to sound like a cultural stereotype. This is going to sound racist, but it's not racist because I'm part Chinese, as though I'm immune from all that. No pun intended. Can't call me a bigot against the Chinese when I'm part Chinese. All right, it doesn't work. That stuff will not stick on me. But anyway, this Chinese guy coughed right in my face. This was right around chemtrails were already hitting. This was pre-9/11. I know there's these memes going around that chemtrails only came around after 9/11. It's nonsense. They were around in the late 90s. I remember it distinctly, clearly. And this would have been late 99, 2000, 2001 time frame before 9/11. And this Chinese American guy in San Diego coughed right in my face. Didn't even try to cover his mouth, right? Again, cultural stereotype. Yes, it does seem like a lot of these Chinese people don't cover their mouths. I was at the Paradigm Shift conference in Surfer's Paradise at the breakfast buffet. And there was like hordes of Chinese tourists in there. And one of them in particular was sitting at a table not too far from where I was sitting. And this guy was coughing, sneezing, and hacking. Chinese guy didn't even bother to cover his mouth. I was totally grossed out, but not surprised. And then I watch as he gets up and goes to the buffet line and just continues coughing, hacking, sneezing right onto the food. Okay, this is what I'm saying. It's just not, I guess it's not part of, for many Chinese, not all, but certainly many, to cover their mouth, cover their face when they're coughing and sneezing and hacking and clearing their throat. So, flashback to this Chinese American guy I'm talking baseball with, and he's blowing smoke about, how Dave Duncan can't work with young pitchers, he can only work with old veteran pitchers. Hack, 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 cough, 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 right in my face. And then for a solid 2 months after that, I had horrific, horrific bronchitis to the point where our mutual friend, the guy who introduced me to him, a born-again Christian who's led to Christ by a couple of Satanists, long story, he formed a prayer circle around me and got some of his Christian friends to do a prayer circle on me, do a laying on of hands on me to try to pray and drive this illness out of me, because I just kept coughing and coughing and coughing. And it all came about because this guy I was talking to, this Chinese American, I was talking baseball with him, he coughed right in my face. And from that moment on, that was back, like I said, right around 2000. Chemtrails were already going on right around that time frame. That would have been right on 20 years ago. From that point on, I made it a point to, and it sounds bigoted, it sounds racist, won't stick on me because I'm part Chinese. And who could blame me? If I see an open spot over here or an empty table over here, or I can sit over here with a whole bunch of Chinese, any one of them could cough in my face and send me into a bronchitis tailspin for the next couple of months. No. No, I've already gone through that. So I would choose to kind of distance. I was doing social distancing with Chinese before, like, it's mandated now, right? And again, it's all meant to dehumanize. It's all contradictory. We're not supposed to be in outdoor crowds of 500 or more. We're not supposed to be in indoor crowds of 100 or more. But now they have these enhanced screening procedures at major airports in America. They got them herded in there like sardines. Oh, great way to pass bugs along. If you see the lines of people and how compressed they are, a mass of humanity in DFW, O'Hare Airport, all these major hubs in America, just thousands of people waiting in line for 6 to 10 hours to get through these screenings because of this outbreak, so-called, right? And yes, I'll be the first to say this. You talk about overreaction. Well, it's like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Of course they're going to exploit all this. Of course they will. But again, the built-in contradiction. They tell us not to congregate. They tell us to self-isolate. But you look at these throngs, teeming masses, packed like sardines in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and in O'Hare Airport and these other major hubs in America. It's a great way to pass some bugs along. And there's all these foreigners in there from all these different countries, and they're just, after that screening process, which almost guarantees infections will pass from one to another, and then they're turned loose throughout America. That makes a lot of sense. And so knowing that China was hit by a bioweapon, no, it didn't come from Wuhan, that's the spin. It came from America. I'm satisfied with that. Iran, long been a target of the Anglo-Zionist Empire, they get hit. So I'm not going to delude myself, based on my past experience with Chinese people coughing in my face. And there's some good articles now pointing out that this, at least a variant of the bug that's hit China. And, you know, we don't hear about the many cases of people who supposedly have come down with coronavirus and have gotten better. There have been countless people who've, you know, picked it up and then they got better. And I do believe that, as John Rappaport points out, that a lot of the people that, and I hope I'm not misquoting him, I'm paraphrasing him, but a lot of the people that succumbed to the coronavirus were dying anyway from something else. They had a prior condition. And the coronavirus, so-called, was like the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. So the point I'm making is I'm not going to assume, this is me, James Bartley, Asian guy, I'm not going to assume that this is a hoax because I'm not going to just walk amongst a throng of Chinese people and take my chances. Because it's not worth the risk. Not by a long shot. Yes, it's an overreaction. Yes, they're using it as a pretext to bring about all these draconian measures. Yes, I know that. You want to call it a hoax? I'm not arguing with you. But I would add that there's something really going on out there. There's something out there that's making people sick. I don't think it's as deadly for most people, but I think it's race specific. I think that, well, for the Iranians, certainly for the Chinese, it can be very serious. And again, apparently because the Chinese communists took such draconian measures, there's video of them hauling people right out of their houses. In the UK, they already passed a law that the authorities in the UK can't detain anyone they suspect of having coronavirus. Okay, so we already knew where this was going, and I just spoke earlier about, the push, trying to goad Trump, or Trump's handlers into invoking Article 5 of the NATO Charter in order to bring foreign troops into America. But it won't just be, foreign troops in America. It'll be the European Union and, troops from one NATO country going into another NATO country. And since NATO is so big nowadays, post 9/11, okay, for all intents and purposes, it'll be United Nations troops from all over the world that'll be brought in. So I'm not gonna take, comfort in the fact that, because so many truthers are calling it a hoax, that I'm just going to assume, okay, it's a hoax and there's nothing to it, right? Because no, I'm in survival mode. I'm in operational mode. I'm in, it's like what they say in military survival school, I'm in the problem, right? And I'm not just going to assume that no such bug exists. Here's another issue. Most of the cases of coronavirus, so-called confirmed. Yes, take it with a grain of salt. This is the corporate media, the habitual liars telling us this, and all these big pharma tools that, in the guise of doctors telling us this. But most of the cases in Australia are in New South Wales, and that's the state that I live in. And Sydney is the largest city in New South Wales. And Sydney, if you don't know, for all intents and purposes, is an Asian city. The closer you get to Sydney on the train, the more Asians, particularly Chinese, you run into. As you get closer and closer, like there was a school that was shut down last week in Epping. And Epping is one of the stations. If you're coming from the north, headed south to Sydney, Epping is one of the last stops, before you get to Sydney proper. And they closed the school down there because one of the students, apparently tested positive for this. Again, take with a grain of salt the validity of these tests, but perception is reality. But what I perceive as I get closer to Sydney are a lot of Chinese, okay? And I know there's a lot of truthers out there that are Chinese. I'm not talking about you, because if you're anything like me, not that we're all Borg and we all think alike, some of these thoughts must have passed through your mind, because the Chinese are clearly in the crosshairs of the Anglo-Zionist Empire. As far as I'm concerned, that's what I perceive, that there's Chinese are seen as an emerging global power that will not be reliant or compliant with what the Anglo-Zionists want. And so, from their standpoint, the powers that be standpoint, this is their way of destroying China by infecting them, wiping out their commerce. Remember, China was building infrastructure all over the world, forging these economic alliances with countries in just about every continent. Italy, for example. So, anyhow, that's just some of my thoughts in this part one of Bartley's commentaries on the cosmic wars, talking in this instance about the coronavirus. And again, I think there's something out there. I think there's something out there making people sick. They can call it whatever they want. Maybe it's something that's not the coronavirus, okay? But I don't think that what's happening in Iran is a hoax. Iran has no reason to go along with this New World Order charade. They've been in the crosshairs of the New World Order for a long time now. Their top general was just recently assassinated. I talked about that in a recent commentary. And the Stuxnet virus was unleashed on them a few years ago to wipe out their nuclear energy program. And there's just been ongoing conflict. The U.S. escalating their efforts in Iraq and in Iran to cause, you know, more chaos and more bloodshed. That Soleimani guy, the general, he was wiping out the forces of, call them Daesh, ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, call them what you, jihadists, call them what you want. But they're proxies of the Israelis and NATO and the U.S. Well, this Soleimani guy was the military mastermind who was wiping them out, right? Because he didn't want his country to go the way of Libya, for example. And there has been some recent conflict with between the U.S. and Iran again, where the U.S. is blaming Iran for, you know, killing some of its soldiers. And, of course, anything that comes out of the U.S. and NATO having to do with any kind of conflict, especially in that part of the world, you have to take with a healthy grain of salt. The Soleimani assassination is a case in point. So let's not forget about that, because if they succeed in expanding this war with Iran, if you think things are bad now, just wait till the oil prices spike when they foment a full-scale war with the Iranians, and the Iranians seal off the Straits of Hormuz, and overnight gas prices will spike. It'll be like the 1973 Yom Kippur War all over again. Anyhow, I just wanted to put some of my thoughts out there in a nutshell. Yes, this was a mega overreaction. Let's not let a good crisis go to waste, as they say. And I understand many people are calling it a hoax, but there comes a point when you have to look around and the measures that are being taken are not a hoax. You have to put your thinking cap on. You got to put your operator hat on and recognize, okay, this is how they're going to play it, right? There's a lot of weird denial going on. A lot of the new age la-di-da's are just saying, well, you know, just vibrate into the next dimension and you won't have to deal with any of this. It's all just your intentions. Well, you know what? If they could do that, they would have done it. Well, I'm here to tell you. You know, talk's cheap, action speaks louder than words. All these people saying, just create your own reality. Just vibrate to the next dimension. I'm still waiting for them to do that. And, you know, they would presumptuously, you know, put out that meme saying, oh, you're all being fear-based. Just manifest your own reality. But they're still here, right? They're still physically in this dimension. So I don't know what they're banging on about. Here's the way I feel about it. This is what Assignment Earth is all about. Assignment Earth. Right? Now you can, mentally I guess, you can opt out of it. I opt out. But a call for volunteers went out throughout the multiverse. And it was said that there's this place called Earth, which is in the ghetto part of the Milky Way galaxy. And it's a recycling prison planet system. Who wants to go there, anchor higher frequencies, and shatter that paradigm, and help at least some people who are so inclined and have the wherewithal to do it, to break out and at least end the recycling process for at least some people? It's not going to be a mass breakout. I've said that from the start. A lot of these people, especially all the sheeple freaking out right now, attacking each other over toilet paper, they're almost destined to be recycled in one way or another. They're just so consumed by fear and nanobots and Morgellons and everything else you can think of, entities, that their fate is almost predetermined no matter what happens to their mortal coil and in this incarnation. So the call went out throughout the multiverse to come here and make a difference here and now. And some people have been given an opportunity and they're just taking comfort in the fact that, oh, it's all a hoax. I'm not going to give them the fear, and thereby losing situational awareness. And on the other hand, you have these new age la-di-da's. Oh, I'm just going to vibrate my way out of here by setting my intentions. No, you're still here last I checked. So that didn't work. Call it escapism. Call it just self-delusion. I don't know what to call it. Right? Because if you had the ability to vibrate out of this mess, you would have done it. Right? I'm telling you right now, if I had the ability to vibrate out of this mess and alter my density and just jump frequencies and dimensions, alternate realities, I'd be going operational. Right? I'll just leave it at that. Anyhow, we've reached the end of part one, and if you like what we do here at the Cosmic Switchboard, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up, and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.